Hey everyone, welcome back to episode 7 of Rewire with Aisha. आज ना एक बहुत खास टॉपिक है अबाउट विच आई वॉन्ट टू टॉक ऑन माई प्लेटफॉर्म एंड आई होप दिस हेल्प्स यू टू हेल्प अदर्स. दैट्स द होल मोटिव बिहाइंड दिस एपिसोड. सो लाइक यू मस्ट हैव रेड द टाइटल, टुडे आई वॉन्ट टू टॉक अबाउट हाउ कैन वी हेल्प समवन हु हैज मेंटल इशूज. A lot of times people come to us and tell a lot of their problems and a lot of things that are troubling them. At that very moment, we don't realize how we can help them and do we have any power to sort of redirect them to some help or if we can possibly offer them some support and care. So, bahut baar aise hua hai that even my friends or people that are around me confide in you and they tell you a lot of things that have been troubling them, not necessarily mental illness, but there are a lot of issues that surround a human, right? Mental health is a buzzword and people are talking about it on social media, and there are so many people going to therapists often now and are not shying away from taking any help. But this episode is not about going to a therapist, and of course that is some medical treatment that a person might definitely need and it varies case to case. But my discussion today would be how can you help someone with mental issues and if they confide in you. First point is listen. I think it's so important because we all are just wired to listen in order to respond. So that has to change. It's surprisingly very hard to do because we always are like, ha, samne wale ne kya bola, and we have to reply. So when someone comes to you in regards to their mental health, your first and foremost job is to listen to their struggles. And you know, at this time it's very worrisome that we only think about ki hum perfect response kaise de. But the chances are that the person is opening up to you and understands that you might possibly not have something perfect to say or some perfect solution to their problem. But your job is just allow them to open up. Be like a sponge and let things soak in. And just make sure that you create a safe, open environment for them so that it's helpful for them. Now you can just say a few things like, I'm sorry that you're going through it and thank you so much for opening up to me. Do you need any help? And you can ask them very subtly that, have you gone to a therapist or a doctor? And just not put it across in a way that they might feel embarrassed about it, but you can ask them if they have any treatment plan or if they need any company to go to the doctor. I think you need to continue the dialogue. Ask questions that will continue the dialogue with them and make sure they are in a very very safe space. Basically, they should not feel wrong to have opened up to you. You can ask them how they are coping with it, and see, it can be very exhausting to have a friend who's sharing their mental issues with you, because every one of us is in a way surrounded with problems, and when you have to take a baggage of somebody else, that's not what I'm asking you to do. Actually, it's just about keeping a check on these people. If they have opened up to you and they feel worthy enough to keep that trust in you, I think itna to banta hai that you be their constant support in their journey, in their recovery. And just check on people. You know, we have lost so many people to suicides and other such attempts in and then regretting that why couldn't we just check on them. So I think the important step here is just to listen to them and just keep checking in. Don't overexert yourself. That's not what I'm telling you, to get exhausted in somebody else's illness or issues. But it's so important to just listen and make them feel safe. Listen to them completely. And bahut baar hi aisa hota na ki hum log beh jate hain, and we start telling them, arre yaar, I know, and you know, I have gone through something similar, and we start our own story, relatable story in parallel. And humko aisa lagta hai ki usse unko dilasa hoga that you know, everybody faces this. But just stop and just don't prevent them from speaking about their problem completely. थोड़ा humbly रह के, friendly रह के उनकी पूरी story सुन लो and don't call them weak. You know, never call them weak. अरे भाई तू इतना भी नहीं झेल सकता या तू इतना भी नहीं झेल सकती. एंड ये बोलना छोड़ दो कि यू नो एवरी थिंग विल बी फाइन, इट्स ओके, एवरी वन गोज थ्रू इट एंड कीप स्माइलिंग, यू विल फर्गेट योर प्रॉब्लम. ब्रो ऐसा नहीं होता. यू कैन नॉट कीप सेइंग समथिंग टू योर सेल्फ विच यू समथिंग टू समबडी एल्स विच यू योर सेल्फ नो इज़ नॉट ट्रू. एंड ऐसा नहीं होता, राइट. What you can do is just redirect them, ki involve yourself in whatever activity you like, physical activity, just so that it can reduce their stress level. Unko aap bol sakte ho ki just develop a daily writing habit, maybe you can journal or something like this, rather than just saying ki, you know, and shoving it ki ye to sabke saath hota hai, just smile, you will forget what's troubling you, because even you know aisa nahi hota. But if someone's keeping you and telling you their secret and telling you what troubles them, these are the things that you shouldn't do. So don't stigmatize their disorder, right? And yeah, मुझे यही बोलना था यार, because there are a lot of things, there are a lot of issues that happen and people share with us, but often we just shove them by saying all these things, and then we later realize when they their condition aggravates or when they take a drastic step, God forbid, then that's the time then we realize that you know, we should have checked in on them, offered them reassurances and stayed calm while they were sharing their story and not interrupted in between. So yeah, just be patient with such people is what I want to highlight here. And specifically, just you don't have to handle them because they are human beings. You are just like you, like you are a normal human being, and kuch bhi ho sakta hai kisi ke saath, but just don't say things jo jisse unko aur hurt feel ho, and remain calm. And that's how you can help a person who needs help from you in case of their mental issues. So yeah, mujhe yahi share karna tha. And this topic had been around in my head for quite a long, and I wanted to speak on it. So I thought, why not today? So yeah, just help people gracefully and you will be astonished and at what benefit it can provide to the samne wala who's trusted you with their issues, and they'll thank you later. They'll definitely remember if you support them in this time of crisis. So yeah, just follow my, I request you, if you like what I talk about, the issues and the rewiring that we need in society, then please follow my channel, follow my podcast on your favorite platform, be it Gaana, be it Apple Podcast, and I'll see you in my next episode. Till then, take care.